Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2141. Only 1% of Americans do this essential daily habit, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, mostly covering personal development and minimalism on this show. And I'll get right to our next post and start optimizing your life. Only 1% of Americans do this essential daily habit, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. Only 3% of Americans have written goals. Only 1% of Americans rewrite their goals on a daily basis. Giving yourself even 5 minutes per day to orient your life in the direction of your goals is the difference between success and average. If you don't give yourself time every single day to orient your life in the direction you want to go, then you will default to former habits and patterns. Life gets busy. Life is stressful. It's easy to forget what you really want. It's easy to disconnect from your purpose and priorities. It's easy to fall into autopilot and go through the motions. It's easy to watch several weeks or months go by and realize you haven't made much progress on your goals. It's easy to let the little fundamentals slip. It's easy to default to consumption rather than organizing your life and environment for creation. It's easy to focus on the constraints of your circumstances rather than the power of your capabilities. Distraction fuels the need for more distraction. Addiction is an endless vacuum. Indecision and inaction lead to a loss of confidence, motivation, and hope. Success is a choice. Choosing to be successful isn't a moral decision. You can be a good person or a bad person and be focused on your goals. You can be a good person and choose to be average. It's really your choice, the life you will live. It's your choice if you're going to be happy. It's your choice if you're going to be healthy. It's your choice if you're going to be financially successful. The decisions you make right now are a direct reflection of the person you will be in 1, 3, 5, 10, and 20 years from now. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you're looking at your former self's choices, actions, and habits. Staying the course. It's fundamentally impossible to stay on a straight course without continually checking in to see how you're doing. If you're not reviewing your goals on a daily basis, then I can guarantee that your behavior and performance is suboptimal. Without clarity of direction and purpose, behavior and motivation become erratic. Without orienting yourself first thing in the morning with who you are and what you're about, you'll be going through the motions. You'll be disconnected from your purpose. You'll be disconnected in your relationships. You'll lack motivation and conviction. You'll allow low-level influences, activities, and actions to creep into your life. On an occasional basis, when triggered by something random in the environment, you'll remember your goals and dreams. You feel a quick rush of excitement and enthusiasm to get back on track. You may even engage in some powerful behaviors like sending positive and helpful messages to key relationships, going to the gym, writing in your journal, or taking action toward a goal. But unless you establish a lifestyle of reviewing, remembering, and engaging with your goals and purpose daily, you will make minimal progress. In order to make extreme progress, you need momentum. In order to get momentum, you need to be consistent. Not just consistent, but you need to continually be getting better. And in order to get better, you need goals that you're actively pushing toward. For example, many people go to the gym but have no goals. They're simply moving their body and not getting better. In the book, Turning Pro, Stephen Pressfield said, quote, "Addictions embody repetition without progress," end quote. Doing something over and over may be how you develop a habit, but habits don't guarantee success. Habits, if unchecked, actually create apathy, boredom, and a lack of engagement. Habits can lead to mindlessness. Consistency, not habits, is what you're after. You want to consistently show up and push through your current level. You want to get yourself focused and clear on what you want to achieve. You then need to fuel that focus by taking powerful and bold actions daily towards your goals. As you take action towards your goals, your identity will change. You'll quickly begin to see yourself as the person you intend to become. Your personality will change. Your expectations will change. Your confidence will change. Your subconscious will change. Your results will change. Your environment will change. You'll be able to produce results easily that once took enormous effort. Your new normal will be beyond what your former self's dreams were. Your standards for yourself and your flexibility and empathy toward others will improve. Your appreciation for life will deepen. Your ability to feel and love will grow. Your reasons for living will change. You'll stop focusing on what you can get and simply try to be as helpful as you possibly can. You'll shift from consuming to creating. You'll stop focusing on your present circumstances and focus on the leverage you have to create new circumstances for yourself and others. You'll change your life more for the sake of others than for yourself. You'll hold yourself to a higher standard so you can perform better work. You'll eat better because you can't put regular fuel in a Ferrari. Your goals will become bigger and longer term. Confidence can be measured by how far out your goals are. Most people are living day to day because they don't have the confidence to see and believe in a bigger future. Confidence can be earned, but it must be earned every single day. You can create confidence with the choices you make, and you can lose confidence with the choices you make. Your confidence reflects your self-trust. The more you trust yourself, the more willing you will be to do things that are beyond your current capability. The less you trust yourself, the less willing you will be to make decisions and commitments. Conclusion. When was the last time you wrote your goals? Did you write them down this morning? Did you set yourself up last night for success? Or were you numb in distractions? Do you really love yourself? Do you care about yourself? If so, then why wouldn't you become successful? Why wouldn't you create a better life for yourself? Why wouldn't you get clear on who you are, what you stand for, and what you want? Why wouldn't you crystallize that clarity and create the confidence to actually create a better future and life for yourself? Why wouldn't you upgrade your standards and let go of the low-level influences and choices holding you back? Make the decision. This is one choice that will influence all others. Make the decision to start your day by writing your goals down. Then do your best throughout the day to align your daily behaviors with your future dreams. As you take daily steps toward your goals, your confidence will increase. As your confidence increases, your belief that you will succeed will grow. Your identity will change. Your environment will change. Your brain will change. You will change. You will succeed. You just listened to the post titled, "Only 1% of Americans Do This Essential Daily Habit," by Benjamin Hardy of BenjaminHardy.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Benjamin. See, this is what I love about this podcast. On one day, you'll hear how essential it is to make goals, like in this post. And then if you go back a few episodes, just to even last week in episode 2133, you'll hear me talk about how I basically don't have goals and how there are some authors that would agree with this. Yet I've somehow made it nearly 6 years of doing this podcast every single day of the year. Well, I did say I had a few tiny goals in my head about a certain number of listens by X date or whatever, but I wouldn't call those serious goals by any means. I'm really not sure that would qualify. So what does all of this mean and what's going on with the contradictions? Well, again, that's the fun of this podcast. What works for me might not work for you, and the same is even true for yourself. Maybe 5 years ago, goals were essential or might have been essential to you feeling successful. But now, not so much, or the opposite. You could really use them now and write them down every day and revise to get to where you want to be. Either is fine. It's also possible that the answer is both. Maybe we need even just a tiny goal to start, maybe a rewrite of a goal here and there, but then once the habit is developed, you don't need them anymore. It's really up to you to decide if what you heard in this article sounds like what you need to get to the next level. Maybe you're already there and you're happy and you're successful. That could be the case. With certain areas in my life, like exercise, I probably could use this. But in other areas, like releasing an episode of this show every day that I'm happy with, I don't. I don't need a daily goal for that. In either case, I'd say ponder this post. Think about it in your own life. Man, I'd love to hear what you come up with. But I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for subscribing to the show. That really is the only way I've been able to continue doing this. It's not by having goals. It's by you subscribing and coming back to listen. Or maybe it's you having the goal of listening to an episode every day. Either way. So thank you. It means a lot. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.